all about you. BBC Radio Suffolk.
Now, we've read about it in the papers, we've actually seen movies about it. What's that? Computer hacking. People hacking into the main banks, into the governments around the world. And it's quite a problem. So much of a problem. I've got on the line to me now David Campbell, who's security manager at ABN AMRO, one of the leading international banks based in London. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Fine. Thank you for getting up so early. I know your bankers are up early anyway, but taking the time out to talk to me. So tell me, you're security manager at ABN AMRO. What does your job involve then?
Basically, I'm responsible for keeping an eye on the threat landscape across the internet and across the bank's technologies and responding to threats as they come in to make sure that we don't lose any of our customers' money.
So the threats you're talking about is people like hacking into the bank's computers?
That is one aspect of it, yes.
So how big is this problem at the moment then?
I think that what's key to remember here is that in the past 5 years, the threat landscape really hasn't changed all that much. But what has changed is our dependence on these technologies. So whereas 4 or 5 years ago the internet was primarily used by university researchers to exchange information and to play games, etc., now we find that people are increasingly dependent upon it to pay bills, to apply for loans, to converse with their doctors, to settle legal disputes. So the impact to everyday life is much, much higher when the internet and its supporting technologies are not available.
Yeah, I refer to some of the movies and the films we've seen about these respectable teenagers hacking into the banks and into governments. Are these still the people who are doing it, or has the profile of the hackers changed?
In our opinion, not. The Hollywood persona typecast hacker isn't quite what we're looking at now. We find that in the past 3 or 4 years there's been a shift towards more organized crime units actually carrying out attacks with a plan and with funding and resources to get people of questionable backgrounds to carry out the attacks. It's no longer just the lone 16-year-old in the basement that we're worried about.
So it's the big boys into it now, the big groups.
That's correct.
So what are you doing there, particularly in your bank, what are you doing there to prevent this, to protect us?
Right now we're working on primarily the biggest threat that we see against our customers is the sort of phishing attacks, and this is when an untrusted third party attempts to make a trusted user of the bank submit their credentials in a fashion that's not secure. So the way this attack will be carried out, you'll receive an email of the bank claiming to be from the bank security department saying that they suspect that there's been some fraud. We're going to have to close your account. However, if you can please click on this link below and log in to verify your credentials, then everything will be okay. So the unwitting user often carries out or clicks on the link, provides the information, and then these third parties, these untrusted third parties, have the credentials and they can use that information to carry out identity theft attacks.
So how do you know this email is not from the bank then?
Basically, the bank will never send you an email requesting you to click on a link or provide your personal information. The bank may send you an email saying a statement's now available, etc., but will never ask you for your information. You should always be transaction.
Yep.
With your bank, and you should also verify very carefully the URL that you're reaching when you're trying to talk to the bank. If you have any doubt that the URL looks different or seems to be redirecting you somewhere, you should not go on.
So bring it down to a really basic level. It's like somebody knocking on your door. And make sure it's verified that it is that person you're speaking to or sending you that email.
Like when you get a call on your mobile and someone claims to be from a credit card company and asks for personal information. No. A lot of times those are scams. You should only be giving out that information if it was you that initiated the contact.
Okay.
Something that we're working on at the bank that could help solve this problem long term is to roll out what are called strong authentication or dual factor authentication devices to the customers. And we've actually deployed this with great success in Singapore and also in the Netherlands. And essentially what this is a little keychain dongle that displays a one-time password code that changes every 60 seconds. And so when you go to log into your internet banking site, you'll be asked to provide a username, a password, and also this code that changes. So even if a third party were to compromise the code, it becomes useless 60 seconds later.
Oh, so you're already one step ahead of them. But it's hard work, isn't it, keeping ahead?
Absolutely.
Well, David, you've given us some pointers, and let's hope you have a prosperous Christmas for us and you protect our money there, not just ABN AMRO, but all the banks. Thanks for taking time to call to us.
Sure, no problem.
Bye for now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.